First Kings chapter number 21. First Kings chapter number 21. I want to read a few verses here in your hearing and say a few words. I don't feel like I'll be long, but I do want to mind the Lord. Appreciate your prayers last week when we was in revival up Tennessee, and appreciate your prayers. Had a wonderful time in the Lord, and a lot of folks right with the Lord, and people getting their what they need from God. So that was a good revival. Stand with us. Let's honor the Bible. Chapter number 21 in the book of 1 Kings. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Now, sometimes when you read that Bible, some of these words we don't use today, and that word hard by, that means it's right next, I mean right joins his land. That's what that means. And it joined, this vineyard joined the land of, or right next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. Yeah. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. Oh Lord, this morning we come as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to come back into your house one more time. Thank you for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, I pray your richest blessings upon each one of them. Lord, I pray that if there be one soul here that's never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, I pray that this morning would be the day, Lord, that they'd come to know you in the free pardon of sin. Lord, that they could leave here being born again by your Spirit. We ask you, dear God, again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil and give us power to preach one more time the unsearchable riches of thy word. We ask you now to go with us and give us the words that we need to say. And Lord, what you do for us this morning, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, out of the text. I want to talk to us about some things that are not for sale. I want to talk to us on that thought for a few minutes. And you know, there's a lot of things in our life that's dear to our heart. There's a lot of tangible things here that are dear to our heart. There are a lot of things that have been passed down through the family that probably wouldn't mean a thing in the world to anybody else, but they mean so much to us until we say that money can't buy. You know what I'm talking about. You have maybe there's been a shotgun that a great-great-grandpa had owned, and he passed it down to his son, and his son to his son, and his son to his son. They passed it down, and you couldn't put a price, a value on that, because it's just been in the family, and it's sentimental to a lot of folks. Now, and there are some things in life that are like that, and you just don't want to sell them. I mean, You just don't want to get rid of it. I know families that have the old home place, and they have mom and daddy's home there, and the shingles and the roof's caving in, and the windows are broken, and the shutters are all falling in, the front porch is rotted down, but they just will not sell it. It's just one of those things that the family says it's just not for sale. It's they'd rather have it just completely go to the ground than get rid of it. That's what Naboth had in his heart here when it come to this vineyard. He had a place there that he could call all his own. This land belonged to him. This land was given to him. It was a place that the Lord gave his family for the inheritance when they came over into Canaan land. It had been hard for him to get rid of that place. It had been very tempted for him to take a price. It would have. I believe that Ahab would have given him probably a far better place. No doubt he could have given him acres and acres of property that was worth, as far as monetary is concerned, would have been worth more than that little vineyard Naboth had. And it had been tempted, probably if you'd have looked at it, Ahab would have said, "I'll give you 100 acres for that little half acre that you own." And it would have been tempted for Naboth to sell out. But he wouldn't do it. It was precious to him, and it meant something to him. And then the Bible said that he said he'd give him a price, that he'd pay him, and probably far more than it's ever been. I remember down when you go to Montgomery, some of you are probably familiar with this, and you go down toward Prattville and get off the interstate, how we used to go down there and travel that road to Miss D's family. And on both sides of the road, there's farmland there. And there's cotton fields and soybean fields there, acres and acres of property. And those great-grandparents, they worked hard. And they farmed that property. And you just drive for miles into the, have that, seeing all that farming. But then they passed away, and the siblings sold it. And now you know what it's like today. It's a concrete jungle, and it's buildings from door to door all the way down the road. And from place to place, you couldn't tell that it was ever even a field anymore, or even if it belonged to a family anymore. There's a little old place over there in Coleman. I'll get to this. Just hang in there. I want you to really see something here in this text. And there's a place there in Coleman. The family owned it for a lot of years, and they sold it out. And Walmart come in and bought that property, and different places bought that property. And the family's forgot about now. They're rich and they have money, and they're probably forgot about. You'd have to go to the courthouse and dig the record up of who owned that property way back yonder. Naboth said, "This means more to me than that, and it means more. I'm not going to give you my vineyard, and I'm going to tell you I've got a little Bethel spot, and that's over yonder at New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, and right about the front of the altar, and I probably don't mean a thing in the world to you, and but I'm telling you it means everything to me, and it's the place where the Lord saved my soul, and it's a place where we first, when we married, the church that we first went to, and God blessed us, and God fed us, and those old time preachers, and that pastor, and they'd get behind that pulpit, and they'd feed us from the Word of God, and we gained strength with it, and we got power from the Lord because of that little old place, and it's not for sale, amen. And I'm going to tell you, it's dear, and it's near to my heart, and so was this place of Naboth, and this little old vineyard was dear to him. I don't know if Naboth ever got saved in that vineyard or not, but rather he didn't, or rather he did, and it was a special place in his life, and he wasn't aiming to give it up. There's three things that are precious to me, and there's three things that ought to be precious to you,
And there's three things that Naboth hung on to here in the text, and that God aimed for all of us to keep dear and near to our heart. And the first one of those things is integrity.
Yes.
Amen. Integrity.
Yes.
Amen. Now, Naboth may have not had much as far as money's concerned, but he had integrity. Amen. He had an honest heart and sincere life, and he wasn't aiming to sell out his integrity. Could you imagine what would have happened when if he would have given that vineyard away? He had promised his family that he'd keep that land, and he promised his way back yonder when God gave that land to him, and he promised the Lord, and just as long as he lived there, and he is going to keep that land and that belonged to him. And so there wasn't enough money and there wasn't enough other property to take away his integrity. Amen. His word meant something. And I'm going to tell you this morning, and if we don't have integrity, we don't have anything left in our life. And the Bible said a good name is rather to be chosen and than precious gold and rubies. And I tell you, we ought to, if we have anything and to hang on to, and it ought to be a good name. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, integrity is what we do when nobody else is looking. Amen. And it's what we do when the lights are cut down. And I'm going to tell you, if we lose our integrity and we give our integrity away, and we've lost our very self.
Amen.
Amen. Integrity. Naboth said, I'm not aiming to give that up. I'm going to tell you, they've been many a folk lost their integrity.
Yeah.
Amen. Because for a little bit of money or a little bit of things, they lost who they were in their, who they really were. And you know, it's hard to ever get that back. I'm going to say you don't hardly ever get it back, is your integrity. And I'm going to tell you, Naboth said, I made a promise back yonder, and I'm aiming to keep that promise. As a 16-year-old boy in an old-fashioned altar, amen, when the Lord saved me, I promised to live for the Lord. I promised to stay with Jesus, amen, through the thick and the thin. And sometimes that's not easy in this old world that we're living in. There's a lot of temptations and a lot of trials along the way. But I'm telling you, if you lose your integrity and you throw your honesty out the door, you've got nothing else. Naboth said, I'm keeping my integrity. The second thing that he kept was his dignity.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what dignity is? It means self-respect.
Right. Amen.
It means self-respect. Now listen, this morning, he wanted to keep that dignity in his life. If we've got anything to hang on to, it's our dignity. It's our self-respect.
Amen.
It matters what somebody else thinks about me.
Right.
It does. Don't it, you? Somebody says, I don't care what they think. I'm going to do it anyhow. I'm going to tell you, I made a promise to the Lord one day, amen, that I'd be who I tell folks I'd be. And I have some respect of myself, some self-respect for my own self. And I want to look right. I want to walk right. I want to talk right. I want you to look at me and say that he's been with Jesus. Some dignity in my life. I want to clean up.
Amen.
Amen. I want to clean up and present myself and look right. And I want to have some dignity about myself when I present myself to the world, where they know that I'm different. At least one thing they know for sure about is I care about what I look like and how I act out in public. Amen. That it'd make a difference in somebody's life. Just anything will not do. Naboth wanted to keep his dignity. He had made a promise, and he was aiming to keep that promise, and he had farmed that land. Now, there wasn't a whole lot that Naboth could have probably done with that vineyard, but I tell you what he could do with it. He could work that.
Yeah.
Amen. He could get up every morning and they'd see him out yonder laboring in that garden, in that vineyard. That's dignity. Amen. Self-respect. And get up every day. We may not ever have much in this life, but I'm going to tell you what we can do. We can get up and present ourselves and do what we're supposed to do every day. Amen. To have dignity. I want to tell you that'll go a long way in the kingdom of God. Is to keep our dignity to the Lord and keep it to the world. Now here's what Ahab wanted him to do. Ahab, what he wanted him to do was, let me pay you a lot of money. Now, here's the difference right here. What would have been easy for Naboth to done was take that money and go down yonder to some island somewhere, buy him a little place down there, and fix him a little old place up, and just lounge around, get him some drinks, have him some naked women coming around, and sit down there and just do nothing with his life and wither away. But he wasn't aiming to do it. Naboth said, I'd rather plow this vineyard and have some dignity in my life. It may not look like I've got much, but I've got self-respect. Amen. He said, I'm not aiming to give it up. Church, I'm going to tell you, we may not ever have very much, but we ought to have self-respect. Amen. Because of the Lord. Amen. Because, amen, we belong to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And if we can't respect ourselves, we can't respect the Lord. If we can't be honest in ourselves and with ourselves, we can't be honest with the Lord. We ought to keep our integrity, keep our dignity. But then the last thing he would not get rid of was his spirituality. Amen. His spirituality. He wasn't aiming to change. Now, there's been a few things in our life that God has done a work in us. There's some things that we kind of choose and we kind of pick and choose. But there's some things that God has done in us that nobody else had done. God done that. We call that convictions. God has given us some things on the inside of us that cannot change, that will not change. And we aim to hang on to them, and that is spirituality. Amen. Have some spiritual about us that makes a difference. And you know why Ahab really wanted that vineyard? Because every time Naboth would get out there and go to working, I could hear him singing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And that old Ahab said, I've got to do something about that man. Said every morning he's getting up and, wait a minute, he's got an altar out there now. He's got a place out there that he goes and prays morning, noon, and night. And that man is driving me crazy. The Bible said that when Naboth would not sell Ahab that a piece of property, he said he quit eating and he went over there and got in the bed. He said, I can't do nothing with him. Said, God's all over him and God's a blessing him and he's a spiritual man. And, woo, bless his holy name. And I'm not giving up the spiritual for the carnal this morning. He said, I'm going to hang on to the spiritual. Yeah. Amen. I can see him, don't you? Every day, Naboth said, I'm not going to give it away.
Amen.
There's something here I can't get nowhere else.
Right.
It may not look like a whole lot, and I may have to tend it.
Yeah.
I was living by a man in a community in Winston County. He had a sign out there, and that sign said, this land is not my land. The Lord gave it to me to till it and to work it till he comes.
Yeah.
And that sign been out there on that property for years. I'm going to say probably 70, 80 years that sign has been on that property. That feller had died here several years ago now. Brother Sterling was a great man. Good Christian man. But he had died, and lo and behold, somebody came and stole the sign. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
I tell you what I'd like to believe. I'd like to believe the Lord said, "You don't need this no more, Brother Dick."
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, I don't want to give my spiritual life away. Do you?
No.
Ahab said, "I want to keep my spirituality. I want to hang on to it." That meant something to him. It ought to mean something to us. We don't need to get rid of that. There have been a lot of folks sold out their spiritual walk with the Lord. That spirituality with Ahab meant everything to him. It meant his salvation, and it meant his relationship with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, when you throw that away, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. You'll have to go it alone. When you throw those things away, and you don't think highly of your salvation anymore, and you don't think highly of your relationship with the Lord anymore, we're in trouble. We've sold out to the world for nothing. And I'm going to say this morning, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. Now let me ask you this now. Let me use these little words here just a minute. Honesty. Honesty. It's easier to tell a lie. Sometimes honesty brings with it the consequences. In other words, sometimes when we say something that is honest to a dishonest person, they've been folks fired from their jobs because they were honest. I did not take that. Oh, yes, you did. No, I did not. Well, you're fired. But honesty. You're here this morning, and we've compromised honesty with the little white lies and said, "It won't hurt anything." Naboth said, "It ain't for sale. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I'm going to stand for the truth." Self-respect. You young children, you young people, you listen to me. If you give yourself away and you lose that self-respect, it'll affect you in every way of your life.
Amen.
Every area of your life. Little by little, they'll take it away from you. That self-respect until the world will use you up. And when nothing else is left, you'll stand there without wishing that you'd have took a stand way back yonder and kept your self-respect. Yeah. It matters what somebody thinks about us. Spirituality. When we lose that spiritual about us, we're no good to the lost and we're no good to the saved. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're no longer that spiritual person. We're no good to the lost and we're no good to the saved.
Amen.
I'd like for us to get a song this morning. Not for sale. No, I'm not selling out. Let's stand.